Oh, hey, 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 what's going on? Welcome to episode 65 of True to Size. I really don't know what that was supposed to be. A little bit of everything. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 65 of True to Size. So nice it rhymes, too. That's cute. Wow. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Alvin Martinez.
Hola, mira.
Oh my god, sorry, I think we have you switched to the wrong thing there. Let me just switch the dial there. Okay. And Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
Oh, there we go. Okay, we had you switch to the Spanish feature. How you guys doing today? Not too bad.
Good, man.
Late night, man. For most of us, I think, because of the Raptor game
for sure. Man,
I was downtown with Keith, and I got home, I think, at like 1:30.
Nah, bro,
I had to be up at 6.
Damn.
Man, it was just the anticipation. I had to be down there. I was ready to climb on things. I was ready to not sleep, if I'm being honest. I was ready to just climb up, like, power lines and shit, and, like, flip over police cars, like, just everything. I was so excited. Rough loss. What'd you guys think of the game?
It was weird, man.
It was a really weird game.
Like, timeouts were called when they shouldn't have been called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they weren't called when they should have
been called. Yeah.
But whatever.
I think that we played really bad overall, and we only lost by 1 point.
Yeah.
So I think that's an optimistic point of view.
Yeah.
I don't think we played well at all until, like, five minutes left in the fourth quarter.
I agree. And that was Kawhi.
Yeah. KD went down, and we started playing worse.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, it's like we were more shook than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the fans who were clapping KD or cheering when he went down?
So those fans were the bandwagon fans, man. Like,
think so?
They probably didn't know who KD was.
They thought it was Kraft Dinner.
They probably thought like, you know, he was a really good player, that, you know, it was a soft injury or whatever.
Yeah.
But either way, like, if someone goes down,
you never want to see someone get injured.
No, you never do.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I was at the bar, like I said. A lot of people were intoxicated. So there was cheers when he went down. We're watching it on TV is definitely different than being there, because I think when you're there, you can tell a little bit more what's going on.
Yeah.
We saw him fall. I cheered, too. I saw him fall. I was like, yes! Like, look at him. He fell down. Like, I was just excited that we stole the ball from him.
Yeah.
And, like, he fell down, so it looked like he wasn't fully healed. And I was like, why are they playing him? Like, it wasn't. And then when you start to realize how serious the injury was, and you start to see the replays, you see he's grabbing his Achilles.
I was just like, I told you.
That's the thing.
Why
man.
Would you play? Like,
they rushed him back. Man.
Why would you risk your freaking career?
Did you guys see the post game thing with the president who was like in tears while he was talking about it? He's like, if you have to blame someone, you can blame me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should fucking blame you. Blame
him, like, the medical staff too.
His career could potentially be over, like, knock on wood that it's not, but that could be career
ending.
But
that's what I mean. Like, what made you?
And KD doesn't have very voluptuous legs, we'll say. It was, I don't want to say bound to happen, because once again, that's you don't want to ever think that, but it's not necessarily surprising because
he was
slim,
already injured.
He's the slim reaper.
That's what I mean.
And then, coming off an injury that everyone thought was an Achilles, all these other, he wasn't examined by these people, but former players saying, like, when you look back, like, when he first got injured, he looked back like someone kicked him in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said, when it's that, it's your Achilles. And then it was diagnosed as an Achilles, and then switched to a calf.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah, but why would it switch to a calf?
That's the thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
And then all these other players are saying, like, former players are saying he shouldn't come back. He's not ready. If it's an Achilles, you gotta be careful with it.
That's what I mean.
And then...
It sucks, man. It's such a shame. Go down.
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
But
I was honestly hoping he would come back, and then we would win.
Yeah,
just to kind of legitimize us. Yeah, there's no like narrative about, oh, the only one because he's not there. Mm-hmm. Like, I was.
Yeah, but they can't even say that because they won without him there before.
Yeah, it's just
I mean? like, it's just bullshit.
I listen to so much, like, because we're in the finals, I'm so into it. Like, I can't get enough of this shit.
I can't. I tried listening to people today.
It's so frustrating because all these people, or all the narratives, are
American.
Yeah, they're American narratives talking about how, oh, this is why Golden State lost. Golden State lost this game because Toronto won. Yeah, not Toronto won because of this. Not Toronto's doing well. Like, none of it is Toronto doing well.
There's a Skip Bayless. I hate that guy.
All these mans.
Oh, yeah.
Skip Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless, all these.
Number two. He sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, suck a dick, bro. Come say that to Toronto, man's
yeah, G. For real. It's very cool that we're getting all the exposure, though, from, like, the American media and all that stuff. They all seem to be appreciating the city, like, when they're here to cover the series. They seem to be liking it.
Yeah, because they're scared as fuck.
They better like it.
You better like it.
Yeah, we should just do a basketball segment, maybe. Maybe next season, we'll just have a segment for basketball.
After episode 65?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or that's next when the basketball season.
Yeah. I meant next basketball season.
Yeah, I hear you.
In October, we'll just have a segment after previously in kicks before EEE. We'll just do basketball.
Mm.
Just a sports section. And we'll just call it sports.
Sports.
That's it. This week in sports. Anyways.
We'll make one. We'll
do, we'll do a sports. We'll do a sports segment.
This week in sports.
Sunday.
Anywho, we haven't even started the episode yet, and this thing's already off the rails. We've got a good show for you guys today. Our weekly segments are a little bit light, but we've got a lot of EEEs to run through. Good EEEs good ones. And our main discussion this week is very timely, because Father's Day is coming up. So we're about to put these two daddies' minds to work.
Oh, man.
Lawrence is about to get all the knowledge.
I need it.
So he's ready.
What to expect when you're expecting.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I'm expecting to not be expecting. That's all I'm expecting. But first, Joel.
Oof. Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from one of you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, Mr. Kieran Knightley, mate.
Hey, bruv.
What up, bruv?
Yo.
G'day. He says, g'day, fellas. Surprisingly. He says, I wondered if Canada Got Soul was ever asked to do a collab with Adidas, Nike, Puma, etc. Do you think you could all agree on a model? And what model would it be?
Yeah.
You think we could all agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're all fairly...
On three, say which model you'd want to do.
For which brand?
Doesn't matter. Anything you want. If you could choose anything to collab on for Canada Got Soul, on three. Ready? Three. Wait, let's do it.
Jordan 1. No.
We'll do backwards from three. So on.
You said three.
On zero. On zero.
Three.
After zero. I'm going to say zero and then you say it. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, 0. Air Dunk Mag SB.
What did you say?
I said Air Max.
And you said Jordan 1, and I said Dunk SB. So we clearly could not agree.
No.
I think that we could come to an agreement.
Yeah. I think so.
I feel like a Dunk will probably be what we end up with, just because it's the closest thing to a Jordan 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we all love Dunks.
Mm-hmm.
We all love all three of those shoes.
I love Air Maxes too, though.
I could do, honestly, so, I think, yeah, we'd probably, the tougher time would be deciding what to do rather than us agreeing.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
Make it so good that we would have another collabo.
Yeah. So Nike, since you're listening, Nike. Yeah, we'll be like Para. Like all of a sudden they're doing a Nike Dunk SB.
Ooh.
They did a Jordan. Like they're just out here doing everything, man.
Yeah. Good facts.
That SB is crazy.
Oh my gosh. Man.
So crazy.
I was going to make it my pick. Maybe I'll pick it next week just so I can talk about it more. Yeah. He also says, P.S. No, I don't know the other Aussie living in London who is emailing you guys.
You guys need to get together, man.
You guys got to figure it out and have like a listening party in England. Is it England? London. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Sick. You know what? I'm going to go first this week because I always go first now.
This is a new thing now.
It's going to be going first is now the thing. So my pick this week was the Air Jordan 1 Shattered Backboard 3.0. And that's all I have to say. No, I'm just kidding. So I was actually quite excited for this, not because of the hype, even though I'm a hype beast. Not because I like the other Shattered Backboards. Not that I don't, but I wasn't a huge fan. I don't own any of them. But I thought that this one could be the best one because it's the same blocking as the bread one.
Bread, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just orange. And I was like, I can wear this shoe haul. It's great. It's orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the pictures that just came out. I guess it was last week. They started to circulate around the internet. And they look doo-doo poo-poo pants. Yeah. So it looks... I don't think it's patent leather, but it's shiny. It almost looks wet.
Wet.
Yeah, it looks so wet.
Like crinkled. I hope they made it.
It's, yeah, it looks crinkly. Wrinkled, like it's been sitting in a bath.
Yeah.
And then I do like the aged midsole. It's got like a sail. Well,
that's probably the best part.
That's the best part. The orange is, it's a nice shade of orange. Mm-hmm. But the leather, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what material it is. It looks like it's shrink wrapped or like saran wrapped.
Yeah.
Like someone sent it. Like your mom was like, "Yo, Albin, your ba'on," and then they gave you that instead.
They're so bad, though.
Like, it just—I don't know why they did this at all. It doesn't go with the other two at all. These are poop for me.
Super poop.
I wonder what the wear is gonna look like.
I feel like it would just get worse.
I think it's like a crack.
Yeah, it just looks like it would get worse.
Like literally it looks like those
but also it looks already worn.
Those fancy those high end, those luxury Jordan ones with the fucking red like stripe.
Defiance.
It does look
it kinda looks like that leather where it's like gonna just, when you wear it, it's gonna crack.
One big fat Air Force One crease on the toe box.
Even Air Forces don't crease that bad. That's
true. Yeah, I don't like these. I don't know why they decided to go this route. Hopefully it's just an early sample. There is on-foot images as well, and they don't help. And they come out in October. A tentative, I think, release date is October 26th. So I have another 4 or 5 months to decide how much I don't like them.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll do Jalvin.
Jalvin in the building. So I'm doing the... Nike honors the iconic colorways of the Air Max 90 with a mixtape release.
Very cool.
Concept is hella dope. They're set to release June 15th. Oh, that's hella soon.
That's like this week.
Yeah, it's 170 USD. It features an like white mesh on the upper with a yellow swoosh. And then it's got the gray mudguard. And then on the midsole, it's white. And then where the air bubble is, it's like a patina. Mm-hmm. And like the outsole is dope in terms of like it's fairly translucent and then it's got the track list on the bottom.
Yeah.
However, I feel like if you're naming off all these shoes, they should be shown predominantly on the shoe. Again, like concept is really dope, but like I don't know, man. It's very bleh to me. Like it doesn't do anything. And if you're gonna name off, like, what are the name off? They got the OG infrared. They got the King of the Mountain. Those were like dope because they look like what was that other collabo that they usually did with Huaraches?
Moab.
That's it.
The Moab.
Thanks. Yes. Moab. The Moabs. Then you got the anniversary court. You have the moon landings on here. Mm. Like if you're gonna have all these dope, crazy colorways on here, like
yeah.
I almost feel like you should have made this like a What the 90.
I was just about to say, so what you wanted would be a What
the. Yeah, that's what I imagined. Mm-hmm. Like when I first read that title, I was like, oh my God. What? And then when they showed the outsole, I was like, oh man, they're going to feature all these shoes on one shoe. Like it's over.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's very like plain and like dulled down. And it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But it's a poop.
Poop.
It's a hella poop.
Wow.
I don't know, man. You can't call it a mixtape and then just... It's too, like, not colorful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have that splash yellow. Cool. I love the tongue. Tongue's pretty cool. Side A, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't it say side B? Does it say side B on the back of the tongue?
That was weird, too. That's what I found.
I don't think it says anything on the back of the tongue. Yeah, then, it should be A side, B side.
Maybe the cork insole is cool, too. But other than that, the colorway itself kind of sucks.
Is this supposed to look like the, what was that pack? Powerwall?
Like the
yellow.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Maybe.
It's got that cause feel to it.
The stitching like for the, sure.
On the back. On the back. Yeah.
But I think that's for the untold truth. Like I'm trying to pick at what's on the sole.
I see the infrared.
Yeah.
It's like the mudguard piece.
The gray. Mm-hmm.
The gray. But again, it's infrared, and you're known for infrared, so why isn't infrared on there?
The name is infrared, and they used gray.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah. Where's moon landing? For me,
it's weird, man. And same... Yeah, exactly. Moon landing. Like, at least make the back heel, the heel tab,
The American flag.
The American flag or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it seems like they tried to make a what the, but make it wearable, more wearable, if that makes sense.
Why though? What does are like, it doesn't, you can wear that with anything. That's why it's what the.
I think if you completely take away the what the idea from your head, then it's a cool shoe. If that makes any sense.
It's still a poop though, because it's so like, man.
If it like, because what you're used to with these mashup shoes is a what the, like it should look crazy. You should have pieces. Like to me, I see this more as like an ode, or like it's just like giving praise or recognizing these older ones. Like it could have been even just all white upper and then have them on the bottom and just call it mixtape and it would be cool to me. Mm-hmm. But because in your mind, or in my mind too, you have what the, you're like, it should just be what the. 100%.
Well, it's like a mixtape and then you're naming off all these shoes. It'd be different if you're like, oh, it's a mixtape for a certain artist, and you have the artist's like tracks on the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you're gonna name off all of these fucking OG colorways and then not have any of the colors on there.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe one or two.
Is Moon Landing on the inside? It looks like it's on the interior panel. Yeah, there's
something on the interior panel. Maybe it is.
It looks like it could be the moon. But yeah, overall it's,
and you have the cork on like on the midsole.
A cool idea.
Cool concept.
The outsole is the best part for sure. 100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
But after the outsole, if you turn the shoe around, it's fucked.
I'd buy a shirt with the outsole on it. Yeah. That would be cool.
Mm. Same.
Yeah. It's poop for you?
I don't even want to grade it. That's how bad it is for me.
Damn.
I'm really disappointed.
Two poops in a row. That's a deuce deuce.
Deuce deuce.
Next up, Joel. Deuce,
deuce. There might be a tray deuce. So my pick.
Deuce my tray. Pick.
My pick is the Toronto Raptors. I don't know. It's like a Raptors ski kind of thing with this Air Max 98 that's about to drop. It's in like a red, white, and purple colorway with the purple airbags inside, like white midsole. I don't know. Like, I remember back in, I think it was before the new year, they dropped the women's Raptor.
Yeah.
And that was much more cleaner. They had like a gray purpley, and like, you know what I mean, in a white,
it was much more
with a red airbag,
and
that one popped even more than this.
Like,
I don't know, this is probably the Trey deuce deuce over here, man.
The legendary Trey deuce.
there's no release date set. It's going for 160, so it's probably like two something Canadian. But yeah, it's very underwhelming.
I can't tell if this is the one that NetMag sent me. I don't think it is.
Which one?
This, like the one that I won from the random box. By the way, that pair was claimed on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. I think you got the Gundam ones.
No, the Gundam looking ones.
Same blocking as the Gundam.
Like a, like, it was like a royal, but a dark royal.
No, it was definitely close to, I don't know, man. Honestly, like, there's so many colorways of the 98 coming out right now. It's like the 97 a couple of years ago, where it was just like constant.
Yeah.
So I can't even tell if this is a pair that I own, which is kind of sad. But shout out to Flippin' Laces for securing the bag on those. He hit me up at like 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Nice.
So I'm going to give him those at the Jeff Staple event.
True.
Actually, this Thursday. So you rate them a deuce?
Yeah. Yeah.
A deuce poop?
They're just not doing it for me, man. For like a Raptor shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On the verge of winning their first championship. They're going to win their first championship.
But, on the verge.
But like, you know what I mean? It just doesn't, it's not popping for me.
I hear you, bro.
I just really quickly, sorry. So I'm just looking at my soundboard. And there's one, like a sound that says Kobe.
What's that?
Kobe.
So I'm just going to find out what it is right now really quickly.
Kobe.
Yeah. No. And there's also one that says LeBron. Uh-oh.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And there's one that says Dikembe. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Wow.
That's true. Not what I expected.
That was crazy.
I expected the no.
I'm glad to know that we have those available now.
That's pretty dope.
That's good. I didn't notice those before somehow. Anyways.
LeBron James.
So yeah, the triple deuce.
Yeah,
that's not good.
That's the first. No, that's probably not the first one, but still.
We dropped the triple deuce on them.
Bah.
Our first ever triple deuce.
That's how we feel, I guess.
That's how it is, man.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Anyways, next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show we would discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. A little bit light in the news this week, but we did have some Toronto related news once again. So we will queue up this week in kicks with Brian E. Brian Espiritu of the Legends League was sent a cease and desist from New Balance. If you guys don't follow Brian, good friend of the show, he recently did a Fun Guy Kawhi New Balance tribute tee, I guess you could call it. Yeah. It's honestly the exact same tee in the exact same font. Instead of the New Balance logo, it has his Legends League logo. And
the context is different.
Yeah, he put a comma in between fun and guy. Obviously.
It's like, no, let's have fun, guy.
Like, guy.
Yeah, it's like Toronto. Come on, guy. Yeah, yeah, like a like very old, Toronto old thing Toronto.
Yeah.
Where you put back guy at the end of your sentence.
You know what I mean, guy?
Like, it's fun, guy. I know that's you it. Mean, guy. Yeah, it's just fun, guy.
Yeah.
We don't business, guy.
Yeah, I don't business, guy.
Run that, guy.
Yeah, like that. So he did a little tribute, I guess you could say. It is, like, I mean, the font, as we all know, on that Kawhi t-shirt is Times New Roman, maybe. Maybe some nice Helvetica. I don't know. Helvetica. Some good ones there.
Yes.
But it's one of those basic Microsoft Word looking fonts. No knocking them because it looks dope. Like, that's exactly how you would want it to be because it's Kawhi.
Yeah.
But yeah, they sent him a cease and desist for his tee that he already sold many of.
Yep.
And it seems kind of weird to me. I didn't really mess with the whole thing. Because New Balance has been super killing it with the whole grassroots culture aspect side of their whole dealings right now. And then this just, I mean, it's free promo on their part. Like, Brian is not going to compete with New Balance for anything. Like, no knock to Brian at all, but it's New Balance. You're like a multi-million dollar brand compared to a small Toronto streetwear brand. Like, just go to Kensington Market and shut those ones down. Because they're actually selling your tee on a Gildan shirt. He's doing like a little spin on it. That's what streetwear has been for so long. Like, like, look at Supreme. They, like, everything you can imagine, they've put a spin on it. Like, crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really mess with it. And they can't, I'm just, like, he said, I talked to him about it, and he said he was in contact with his lawyers because he thinks they're just trying to scare him. Because there's not much you can really copyright about a shirt that says fun guy in like a very basic font.
Like how bright, how like highbrow sneaker says.
Yeah.
If they did do that.
I don't know if you can copyright that though.
No, just it's copyright.
But it's not their font. I don't know. Yeah.
They don't, they're not copywriting the font. Remember, they're copywriting like
the likeness,
the saying, the slogan,
the saying on a t-shirt.
Just that specific. Yeah. We should ask him. Hi, brow. I know you're listening. Let us know. Hey, brow.
Hey, brow.
Hi, brow.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about this whole fun guy situation. Coming from a fun guy, it'll mean a lot. Thanks, highbrow. Next.
He's like a lawyer now. I know.
Free legal advice section on True to Size for Brian Espiritu. We'll send him just a snippet of this of his answer. Next and final up, there's only two this week. Did you guys see the Virgil Off-White Jordan and Nike samples that he had?
Yeah.
At his Chicago exhibit. 4? Yeah, so at his Figures of Speech exhibit at MCA in Chicago. I know that good friend of the show, Anna A to the Bed, was at the reveal of that exhibit. He had a bunch, or has, I think, a bunch of his Jordan and Nike samples on display. A lot of unreleased samples. So there was over 40 on display. But some of the notable ones would be Bred 4 looking shoes and Sale 1, basically, or sorry, Sale 4. It's all Sale.
Yeah.
And it's got translucent wings on the side, and then it's got air. Those are the most basic. I'm glad those didn't make it to production because they look super lazy.
Yeah.
And then white and yellow Jordan 1.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, I liked those a lot.
Yeah.
Like, that was very clean. And then a triple red Air Max 90 off white, which was also pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw that too.
But yeah, it's not surprising to know that there's this many samples because they've pushed out so many.
Yeah.
So for every 10 they put out, imagine how many didn't get put out.
Like, yeah.
Crazy.
I wonder if we'll see. Which of those do you think you would like to see? You have to pick one. Between, so just, I guess we'll just do the four that I listed. The Bred 4, a Sale 4, the white and yellow one, or all red 90. Off-white, obviously. I think the ones for me.
Yeah.
I'll do the 90s.
Yeah, the red 90s.
I'd like to see the black and red 4.
Yeah?
See what that would...
Wow. On. All different.
All different.
That's good. Wow. I like the variety. Mm-hmm. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Mm. Anything to report, gentlemen?
No.
Anybody, anywhere? Nope. Okay. No Moss.
Nada.
That was exciting. I spent all the money I had in the entire world on my last this week in kick, or previously in Kicks, so I'm done for the year. Mm-hmm. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we do make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. We actually don't have any mistakes to report.
Nice.
Just some nice messages from people. What? Just facts. Just some street facts. Facts and messages. So first up, very cool to hear. Falsy 30, good friend of the show from Red Deer, Alberta.
Howdy, Falsy.
Howdy. G'day. He says, I'm coming to Toronto for the first time. What are the must-see, must-do things around Toronto? I've got Shoe Hall, obviously.
You have to be on True to Size.
Jays game, Hockey Hall of Fame, Jumpman store, what else?
ODTO.
ODTO.
First of all, I don't know if he lined it up purposely to come for Shoe Hall, but that's damn cool if he did.
That is cool.
It seems like he did.
I'm amped.
Because he chose that particular weekend to come down.
I mean,
July 27th, by the way. July 27th.
July.
552 Queen Street West.
27th of July.
Yeah, man. So what do you guys... You said ODTO for sure.
Mm-hmm. The Aquarium.
The Aquarium is cool. It's underrated.
So good.
Very.
I think he's just saying in the city, so I guess we should keep it down there. Mm-hmm. Don't go up the CN Tower. Just look at the CN Tower.
Just look.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that the further away from it you are, the cooler it looks. So you don't have to go to it. Just try and find a cool view of it.
Yeah.
Facts. I don't even know. ODTO is definitely number one on the list, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't list that. And then the stores like Livestock, Capsule, Exclude.
Yeah.
Essentials, I guess, if you're in the area, but it's kind of in a basement. It's not the nicest location. Plus, if you go up to Yorkdale.
Yeah.
I think Urban Necessities may be open by then. Maybe.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Go up to Yorkdale and see Plus and Urban Necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Support your local, though.
Yeah.
Support your local.
Yep.
Do you have one, Alvin? Is that what you're looking for on there?
No. Oh,
okay.
I thought I did, but no.
So I've got another long one, and you can guess who it's from.
Our brava
from another mother. Highbrow sneakers.
Highbrow.
Once again, if you guys didn't listen to the last episode when Highbrow sent in an EEE, it took 49 minutes. To read the entire thing. 49. This one's maybe only half the size. So what is that?
15 minutes?
44 and a half minutes.
True.
For this one. This is in relation to Kawhi Leonard suing Nike over the Claw logo.
Yes.
Sit back, relax, and listen to his legal advice.
Those are my feet.
He says, Dear CGS, on the topic of Kawhi Leonard suing Nike, thank you for thinking of me. You're welcome. The lawyer you quoted on the last episode is basically right. Intellectual property created by an employee normally belongs to the employer, so anything created prior to employment does not. However, that's not the end of the story. Of course it's not, Highbrow. Why would it be? Intellectual property can be sold, leased, and so on, rather like physical property can be, so Leonard could still have sold the rights of in his logo to Nike, regardless of when the artistic work was created, and regardless of whether or not he was an employee, and it may be that that is what Nike required him to do as part of the deal. I suspect what has happened was Leonard and Nike entered into a very complex deal, probably containing an elaborate provision about what rights Leonard was granting Nike in relation to his existing IP. Don't know what that stands for. Any guesses? Intellectual property.
Yes.
And now they are having an argument about what the correct interpretation of their agreement is, but without seeing the agreement, we can't really weigh in on the argument, so we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out in the courts, or whether they can reach an out-of-court settlement. Hope that helps. Not really. A bit shorter than last time, too. A little bit. My invoice for 10 gold shillings is in the post.
You got it, bro.
The fact that he said shillings, 10 gold shillings, and shillings. Post. in the post.
Oh.
We call it the mail. The mail. Bruv. G'day. Nice. It's the mail. He says, all the best, Gareth. P.S. Please read this out in the accent. It cracks me up. Sorry. That was too long to read in the accent. P.P.S. Hope this goes some way to earning my friend of the show badge. Whoa. I think I speak for all of us when I say soon.
I was going to say you had it after your first really long DM.
You had it before. Anybody who listens to this from a different continent automatically gets a friend of the show badge. Yep. Just for, and even if you're listening from this continent, let's be real, we're all friends.
Anyone who listens to this,
anyone who even knows that it exists, yeah, like just know about it.
You don't have to listen to it. If you know Twitter size, you're good.
If you know about it, you're fine.
Hello, bruv.
That's it. next up, so this individual tried hitting me up from last week about the Air Maxes, but he was too late. But he did have a couple of interesting things to say, so I just we'll do an EE. Sorry, that's your consolation prize. No shoes, you just get to be talked about in EE. So his Instagram is Drippity Babbitt.
Nice.
And he's from Philadelphia.
Yo, what's good?
And he's a huge Sixers fan.
Soft. Oh.
Sorry about that, man.
Sorry, man.
He did say he loves Kawhi and he hope he stays.
Nice.
Thank you. That's very generous to say after he did that to you.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's from Philly too, so.
He is. Yeah, that's very good point. Yeah, I didn't even bring up Kyle Lowry. But he did have a question for the pod, and I didn't want to throw it on the fire round because it can just do a quick pew, pew, like fire round. He says, if I could ask a question for the pod, what would be everyone's top two favorite shoes all time? Quickly, go. Alvin.
Air Jordan 1.
Which color?
Bread.
And?
Infrared 90.
Joel, go.
Cherrywood Air Max 1 and Amsterdam Air Max 1.
Ooh.
I'm so basic.
I'm going to do Nike Air Mag and What the Dunk.
Nice.
Yeah, he says, I enjoy hearing your guys' pickups. It's been a rough 2 months for me, striking out left and right. The Travis Scott sneakers shit was a mess. I don't know. We don't have sneakers, so it's always a mess for us.
It makes you feel better. I haven't picked up in like 3 months.
Yeah, he said, had the Sakai waffles, and then Kith canceled his order. That's annoying. And then hit the Drake Raptors, but mine came in destroyed.
What?
Bruh. That's annoying. Yeah, and he sent me pictures, and they indeed were destroyed.
I saw a few that had really bad, like, glue.
Some rough ones.
Some just really bad.
Oh, man.
The only thing I can think of is that they were sitting in storage for a year. So, I mean, they probably just weren't stored properly at all in some warehouse or locker. Or
whatever. But y'all should still check where you're shipping.
Yeah. It's Jordan. They don't care. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Let's be honest.
Yo, just return it, bro. You're good.
Yeah. You're in the States. You have a lot more freedom to do that kind of stuff in the States, I feel.
Yeah, lots more freedom.
Yeah, thank you for listening all the way from North Philly to your city.
Philly.
What
up?
Will Smith's from there.
He is. Who else is from Philly? Rocky.
Rocky.
I said it first.
Yeah.
You do one.
Hockey.
Anyways.
Flyers.
Anywho, one more for our EEE of the week comes from Nick Humphreys in 1992.
Ooh.
First of all, if that 1992 is the year you were born and not just your favorite number, shout outs to 92 babies because I as well was born in 1992.
What?
He says, hey guys, unlike all of your other listeners, I'm an Australian living in Australia.
What? Hello, bro.
You sound like you're from London. he says,
put the shrimp on the barbie.
Put another shrimp on the dingo. He says, love the podcast. I listen to it each and every week on my commute to work, which helps me make the trip more enjoyable. Over the past few years, my taste in sneakers has changed from hype releases and Jordans to exclusivity and classics.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Nice, nice.
And in particular, Nike Retro Runners.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, good that choice. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's, I think, the progression that most people go to.
All my Aussie fam has, you know, usually
The runner into things. Similar to London, I guess.
Trainers.
Yeah. They're interchangeable
to
now.
To the trainers, bro.
Trainers. I'm surprised he said runners.
Trainers.
Oh, yeah. It should be trainers.
Trainers.
It's okay. His next EE will be...
Kickers.
I don't think they use that word. Kickers.
Snickers. Kickers.
Snickers.
Snickers.
Tennis shoes.
Tennis.
Wallaby.
Fuck, this podcast is so bad. I want to discover as many old gems from the Nike catalog as possible, but unless Nike retros them, it's hard to be aware of different models. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any suggestions on how to discover new gems? Ooh, that's another question, but not in the fire round. Just a quick answer from everybody.
That's tough.
Yeah, that is
honestly tough, the best way for me is just following the right people on Instagram.
Yeah.
I hate him to my core, like more than anything, but Ryan Swanger has a really good vast variety of that kind of shoes.
Yeah, he does. Like
older runners and retros. Who else? Flippin' Laces, a local, has a really good repertoire of just older. Like his vault must be massive because the stuff he pulls out is just stupid.
Crazy.
Can you guys think of anybody else with some cool older runners in particular?
Tommy Trigger. Tommy Trigger. He's from the UK. Oh, no, is he?
Yeah, he's from UK.
London. No, he's from,
I think from the Netherlands. Netherlands.
Oh. Netherlands. I don't know the accent for Netherlands.
IKEA. So
Swedish.
IKEA.
So it's a Nordic. Yeah,
Tommy Trigger. There's a few guys, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't remember who, but it, like, it depends on what you're looking for too, right?
Very
like,
true, yeah. Your best bet is just to, honestly, social media is such a tool now that you can follow people who have such niche interests that you can just zero in. So yeah, just do some research on social media, especially for you, man, in like Australia / London, because we're going to group them together now. Like they're huge over there. Trainers. You guys are killing that, been killing that. So you should be able to find a bunch of local people who are into that stuff. Yeah. The community is your friend.
For real?
Wonder how the community, I wonder how the community is over there. It's pretty good over here. I like it.
In London, it's pretty dope because I follow Ash Bash. So I follow Ash Bash, Inventive Minds, and like another dude from the UK.
Sand Doobie.
That homie Sand Doobie.
Sand Doobie.
But he's Canadian, technically.
He's Canadian. Is he also in the Netherlands?
No, he's in London.
I don't know anything.
London, England, UK.
Honestly, once you cross over that ocean, it's all the same place.
You're all in Australia.
Yeah, you're all you're all down under. You go across, and all of a sudden, you're down under.
What was I saying? Oh, but like I've been seeing on their feeds recently, probably in the past couple months, where they're starting to get together a lot and like do meetups and do like
photo shoots
and stuff, which is dope.
Yeah.
So I think it's getting pretty tight knit over there too, which is crazy.
And if you don't have that, if you're listening, not just specifically for Nick Humphreys 1992, but if you don't have something like that, start it.
Yeah, man.
That's what we did.
Reach out.
We didn't have that and we started it ourselves.
Reach out.
Fucking look where we are, right? Thank you. That was some really good EEEs. No errors. No edits, just e-messages this week.
Nice.
Wow, triple deuce and then only e-messages, no errors.
Thank you, guys.
We're batting 1,000 right
now.
bro. next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. Mm-hmm. All we are allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. I said sneaker-related context, or sorry, sneaker-related topics, but because it's the finals, we're not going to do sneaker-related. We're going to do basketball, okay. And it's just game 6.
Let's go.
Thumbs down for me.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me. Thumbs up.
Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's topic is coming from the one, the only, Alvin Martinez.
Hello.
What do you got for it? Let me get my timer prepared. Let me just find my sound.
Kobe.
There it is.
Kobe.
And
Kobe.
What do you got?
With Father's Day coming up around the corner.
That's pretty good.
What's your most memorable Father's Day gift?
I never
that
got
you've
one.
Given.
Have you given? That, that I've given and you guys that have you've gotten?
Given. No, that you've given.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, I can't think of one either.
What about that you've gotten? Well, you've only had two now. Or one.
Kaio's my best one.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's the best Father's Day gift you've ever been given, Joel?
Just like Alvin, I'm going to say Joe Mars. But no, I don't know.
Nothing in particular?
Nothing really. Probably like something artsy.
Oh, one of those like that, homemade
that Joe Mar gives me from like, you know,
from school,
from school and whatnot. Those stay up on the wall.
To be fair, as you get older, everything just messes together.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it's my birthday. Oh, it's Father's Day. Yeah. And then you're thinking that the Father's Day gift was from your birthday.
And you just can't remember, and then you piss off the kid. Yeah. You remember where it's from.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's thank you for giving me something to look forward to.
It's not about the gifts. It's about the memories.
It's about the gifts, man. I'm trying to get. That's why I want to have a kid, just for this another birthday, basically.
But, dude, heck? You get poorer when you have a kid.
I know. But I'll get an extra gift every year, though.
Yeah, but it won't necessarily be.
And it spaces out so well. My birthday's in August, and then Father's Day is like June, and then Christmas is Christmas.
And then Easter.
And then it's just really good, well-spaced. It's nice. It's good. It's well-spaced out for me. It works out in my favor.
Facts.
Promos for the week. We got a big promo to tell you guys about. Not sure if you heard of it. It's called Shoe Haul.
What is that?
It's a Canada Got Soul presentation brought to you by the good folks at Canada Got Soul, sponsored by the good folks over at Canada Got Soul. it is taking place on July 27th. Mark it on your calendars. Mark it twice. Set a reminder on your phone. So we've revealed a couple of things so far. I don't think we'll reveal another one this week. We'll just revisit what we've already talked about. Mm-hmm. So from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on July 27th at 552 Queen Street West, the second floor of Exclusity Downtown, mm-hmm. we're taking over and we're going to have a merchandise pop-up. So all of our merch, some restocks and a bunch. A bunch of new stuff is going to be dropping. Mm. So if you're even thinking about it, the answer is yes, you should come. If Falsy is coming all the way from Red Deer. Put your hand up if you know where Red Deer is from or where Red Deer is.
I do, thanks to Calby.
You don't know where Red Deer is.
Calby showed me.
You never even seen a Red Deer.
I have.
I've never seen a Red Deer. Do they even have Red Deer? Isn't that a fox?
What the fox saying?
Man, you just aged yourself.
How old is that song?
I think it's not that old, but it's just... Anyways, so from 11 to 4 p.m., merchandise pop-up at 552 Queen Street West. From 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., we're going to have a panel discussion featuring us, featuring Trent, the owner, founder, and CEO of Exclusity, good friend of the show, and... great friend of the show, Tong from Net Magnetism, is also going to join us on the podcast. It's called the Sneaker Spectrum Panel Discussion.
Wow.
Because we have the entire spectrum of sneakers on there. We've got retail and Trent, community/culture in Canada Got Soul, and the aftermarket in good old Net Mag. Uh-huh. You won't want to miss either one of those things. Come by, buy some merch, go grab some lunch, come back, the panel discussion, and then maybe next week we'll announce even more. Yeah.
And
more.
If you don't come for us, come for Philly.
Come for Philly.
Because when he talks into the mic.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Very soothing.
Being moderated / hosted. Philly. Phil Dos Santos at
P-D-S.
Soul Purpose on Instagram.
The Soul Purpose.
Former guest on the show. And even if you don't want any merch, come just hang out.
Yeah, man.
Just come see us. Like last year, vibes were crazy. So good. We don't care if you come spend any money or all your money. Just come by and see us.
For real.
Yes. So our main discussion / little, I don't even know what to call it. I guess it's a discussion. Mm-hmm. Because it is Father's Day this coming Sunday, I believe. Sunday. The day after this podcast releases.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a little discussion about fathers, dads, daddies. Zaddies, if you will. And there's only two dads sitting at this table, but all three of us have a dad. Mm-hmm. We were all fathered by somebody. Mm. So we're all going to take part as much as we can in the discussion, but it's going to be mostly you guys, just so you know. And we did also ask our Instagram followers if they had any discussion topics they wanted to. We got a bunch.
Did we?
We got a bunch of them.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, we got a good amount, so I kind of worked them in. I apologize. I didn't credit anybody. Mm. They're all our ideas now.
E-E-E-S.
If it was your idea.
If it was your idea.
No, I don't care. It's my idea now.
But either way, we'll have to rerun E-E.
But it's kind of cool because I think the way that we asked the question, people answered it in both ways. They asked questions about kids and then also about fathers.
So
like both sides.
Nice.
So very cool.
Glad I structured that properly.
Yeah.
Because I had to reread it 5 times just to make sure it made sense. Thanks, guys.
Clearly it didn't because people answered it 2 different ways.
Hey, it's all about perception.
It worked out. It worked out really well. So first up for you guys, the dads. Okay. I guess this is for all of us. Were/are your dad's sneakerheads?
Ooh.
Mine is, was, and probably never will be one. while you guys think about it. He's very much white. Most of the shoes he wears are from me. They're not, like, I don't do the whole dad shoe thing with him. Like, I won't get him Monarchs whatever other dad shoes there are. He just likes comfy shoes he can slip on and off.
Yeah.
He's been in a pair of Under Armours that I gave him. Shout out to Under Armour Canada for a while now. He really likes the Hover.
Nice. He's
a fan of the Hover.
Hava.
Most of his clothing / footwear, honestly, all comes from me. So he's like the opposite of a sneakerhead or someone who cares at all about fashion. He'll just wear anything I throw at him. He'll put it on his body.
Nice.
What about you guys? Were your dads sneakerheads at all?
Well, my dad, when I was a kid, first of all, like if you were to rewind to like several episodes or beginning of the True to Size podcast, I spoke about my dad having the original AJKOs back in the day. And I always wanted to wear them to school, but he just never let me wear them to school because I would probably like kick rocks or like, you know, do something stupid with those shoes.
And you still do. So.
Yeah. Right? So he wasn't really much of a sneakerhead, but he knew what was up. He had the BKs. British Knights in the day. He had like,
so he was swagging a little bit. Like he was woke about it.
He knew what was up.
He didn't just walk in and buy something. Yeah. There was a system in place for what he was buying.
And for him, like, to tell me not to wear his shoes.
So he knew it was.
He knew.
Did he have a rotation or was he just?
Well, he worked as a transformer winder, so he wore steel toe boots as well.
Yeah.
But he did play ball.
Okay.
Dope. And he played in Chucks, like, you know, migrant Filipinos, fathers do, or whatever. But he had multicolored Chucks.
Oh, cool.
Not just the original black and white, but it was like a purple, green, and orange multicolored Chuck team.
Damn.
It was pretty dope, man.
He was with the shits.
Yeah, man.
So you're saying he wasn't a sneakerhead, but it sounds, I mean, compared to my dad, very much. He's your dad compared to my dad is like me compared to my dad. Like, it's just step up like total crazy. Opposite. Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
So, did he have a rotation outside of basketball, though? Like, did he have multiple pairs at the door, or was it more of like a...
Well, he kept them at the door, but I barely saw him wear the Jordans, which is why I was like, since you're not wearing them, let me wear them.
That kid logic over there.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, he didn't really have much of a rotation to sneakers, but now he wears like I got him Monarchs. He beat those to the ground.
Loved them, eh?
Yeah, and it's as you get older and you just don't really care. So he's that type that'll just shove his foot inside.
Oh, he makes it a sandal.
Yeah. And that just irks me. So I'm like, why are you doing that? So now he goes like two sizes up.
So we can just slip it in.
So you just slide the shoe. I'm like, whose size 12 shoes are these? They're mine because I can just put
like
my
a clown foot. Shoe.
Yeah. Sounds like a dad. Be so good.
Exactly. Sounds like a dad. Yeah. All right, Alvin.
Yeah.
What about Tito? Would you consider him a sneakerhead, or was he ever?
I would say before he was definitely into ball, like basketball.
Yep.
So that's probably why he knew about the sneakers. Because when I was born, essentially, I had a pair of AJ3s. I think they were the soft bottoms. I think they still have them.
Wow.
Nice. And then they also bought me like Aqua 8s from back in the day when I was younger.
Like OG,
so I feel like
1993.
I feel like my dad was like, you know, Papa was living vicariously through his children.
Oh, so he wasn't buying them for himself.
Nah.
Just you guys.
Nah. Okay. But I remember one time he bought these like, remember when the Reebok DMX technology first came out?
And
it was the dopest thing.
I don't.
So Reebok DMX was like,
I know what it is now, but I don't remember it.
So he bought these runners. They were white and
like
black.
Eight.
Yeah.
I was like, what, in grade 8, grade 9.
Okay, so I was like 3 then.
Yeah. So you were born the same time as
me. Yeah, I was born the same year.
Yeah, he had them. I think I was just getting into a size 9 or 9.5, which was his foot size. And shout out to Pops, but like I would secretly wear them to school while he was at work, because he had to wear dress shoes all the time. You know what I mean?
It's not a secret anymore. He listens to
No,
this,
he knows. He knows.
Oh, he knows now.
He knows, man. Okay. When he would come home and the shoes were beat to shit, like,
who are these?
Yeah.
No way.
But yeah, my dad has swag.
Shut up, dog.
So
Alan.
It was Alan. It was Alan. Blame it on He's you. A size 6.
It was Elisa.
I don't know. Elisa has pretty big feet, so probably.
Shout out to Elisa. Friend of the show. Yeah. Just friends.
But I would say he's more of a sneakerhead now than he was before.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it has something to do with...
Because he has a rotation
his
now.
His kids?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Mm. We definitely influence...
He has a rotation now.
Yeah.
Is what? It like dad shoe like rotation? Or it's comfy?
Like runners.
Comfy boys. And similar to my dad then.
Nice.
And then he asked me for one pair. He likes a New Balance 997 H's. He likes that silhouette.
Nice.
So I feel like he's going to get into that a little bit, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, I feel like he's more of a sneakerhead now because he notices more things now as opposed to before. So it's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's so it's like rubbing off the other way onto him instead.
Yeah. And when we used to play ball, when he used to come play ball with us on Thursdays, we used to always give him like ball shoes for like any of the occasions. Mm-hmm. He'd always get a new pair of ball shoes. So it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah, man. Nice.
So now we're directed more towards is you guys. I can't answer this question.
Yes, you can.
So both of you guys have kids. Don't tell anybody, man. This is not the way that I wanted to reveal it.
It's an Australian. It's an Australian living in London.
Highbrow Sneakers is actually my son. I love you, son.
I'm so proud of you being a lawyer. I'm
so proud of you. You're living daddy's dream. Oh, I did actually go to school for it, guys. So no, highbrow, if you're hiring highbrow, I have very minor knowledge in the legal world.
Almost.
Yeah, like very, very, very minimal. So, like I said, you guys are fathers, the two of you only.
For the most part.
Yeah, so we can get that straight. Mm-hmm. Are technically, by law, fathers. We'll say that.
Yes, by law.
Legally, you're fathers.
Legally. Yeah.
Yeah. You are baby daddies.
Yes.
So, what was your sneaker situation before you came a father? Like, what was your spending habits? How are you buying shoes? Like, give me like a snapshot of what it was like. Let's do Joel first because he's been a father for longer.
He's been a dad.
Yeah.
I've been buying. I was just going off.
Yeah.
I'm buying sneakers because that was like at the prime time.
Yeah. That was
like 07, 06, 07. Making money because Joe Man was born in 08. And then as soon as he came, I had to priority
switch. No, don't tell me about after. I just want to know before.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting to that. Just give me a snapshot of prior. So did most of these shoes, these 150 pairs of 200 pairs of shoes, did they come before Jomar then?
500 pairs of shoes.
Well, I had like a significant amount before Jomar. But yeah.
So you were buying a lot more heavily and recklessly
you had a kid. It was just reckless.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like once a week, every Saturday. You know what I mean?
Every Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
If there was nothing releasing, I'd find something.
Yeah.
On Kijiji.
buy a GR off the wall. It's a ritual. You have to go every Saturday. Alvin, what about you? I mean, I worked with you, so I have a general idea, but why don't you tell the listeners?
Yeah. I mean, for me, before fatherhood, it was literally copying whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
For the most part, like, I wouldn't hesitate to cop a release, even though I didn't really want it. You know what I mean? It was still like, oh, cool.
You
like,
thought about it less.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. There was more impulse buys for sure.
Lots.
The outlet took more of my money.
Mm-hmm. So the criteria, I guess, for both of you, the criteria for buying shoes was just wider.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, there was a lot less, or sorry, I guess more narrow. I don't know.
There was less hesitation.
There was less hesitation. Mm-hmm. There was less reason you needed to buy a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need more reasons to buy a shoe, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
That's
yes.
What it is. Okay. Nailed it.
Damn it.
Told you I'm a father. So.
I get it. You know.
Yeah. So as Joel started to answer, what is it like now? Like, what is your sneaker spending? What is your sneaker life like now?
Well, you hear my recent pickups, right? Like, I'm just quiet. There's no recent pickups. So I haven't bought anything in a while, probably, which is a good thing.
Going on vacation.
Yeah, that too. But it's prioritized now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Jomar getting older now, he's got more wants and needs now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with basketball, right?
Yeah. So it's all about that now. And, you know, that the sneaker life takes a step back and it's like, it's all about priority. Like, if I want to scoop something up, it's like, I got to sell something to grab it pretty much. Right. So that's how it is now, man.
What about you, Alvin?
Yeah.
Scoffs. He scoffed at the question.
Yeah. But like, it's all worth it, man. Like, so previous to Kaya, my sneakers was a sneaker room, mm-hmm. which was her nursery. And when she was coming or on the way, I had to get rid of so many shoes because my sneaker room needed to turn into a closet. And it's not like a big ass walk-in closet. It's
shout
like
out to sneaker closet real quick.
Yeah, real talk. Shout out. Send me your sneaker closet.
Shout out to at sneaker room also.
Is there? There is. There probably is.
Only. I'm sure there is.
somewhere. But yeah, man, it just dwindled down. But honestly, like in my eyes, like it was all worth it. Like, like Joel said, priorities took over. And now it's just like before I purchase anything, it's just like, do I really need this? Like, am I really gonna wear it? Like, I'm definitely trying to like find more reasons to purchase a specific sneaker before actually pulling the trigger.
So here's a question then. Do you guys find yourself, you're talking yourself more into not buying shoes or into buying shoes?
Not.
Do you need to convince yourself more to buy shoes now? No. Is what I'm saying? Or you need to convince yourself to not buy shoes?
Both.
Yeah.
It's probably not buy for me.
Yeah. It's convincing yourself to not buy shoes. Like you're like, I don't need this. This is why I don't need it. Rather than when you're about to buy a shoe, you're like, these are the reasons why I need it.
Yeah.
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 So you're convincing like yourself.
It's so much easier for me to pass on shoes now.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
So much easier.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you guys, I'm assuming, wouldn't have it any other way, right?
Like, no.
No.
You wouldn't trade it for
and
the world.
And it could be the smallest thing. And I'm like, yo, I don't need that shoe. Yeah. For example, the Bred 4s that just came out. After seeing them, like, I wanted them for sure, just because I wanted a second pair. Nike on the back.
Yeah.
It's a Bred 4, like, come on. But after seeing a person and, like, touching them and feeling them, like, I was like, nah. And it was the easiest thing. I never regretted it. Like, I was there on release day. They had pairs. Shout out to Ursh. He was like, yo, I got your size in the back if you want it. Nice. Like, no, I'm good. Because it was like, I don't know, man. Like, for me to spend that much money, it was like, what, $3?
Because now you're comparing it. Because before, when you guys were buying shoes, I guess I'm the same way. Because I'm starting to try and save more money and buy a fucking house. Which is going to take 90 years, probably.
That's perfect.
Yeah, right on schedule. Like before, you didn't have anything to compare it to. Like your bills were a phone bill and maybe car insurance and like...
That was it.
That's about it. Man. Yeah, and food. Like food was a bill. Yeah.
Even then, you
like
didn't even
fast
need to
food.
Pay for
yeah,
food,
you can go home and eat it. Yeah. Like now, when you're buying shoes, you're comparing it to real life shit. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, this pair of shoes is hydro. Like this pair of shoes
that's
is,
what it is man.
Diapers. Yeah. This pair of shoes is like me actually putting food on the table.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Or this pair of shoes is, you know, something we can do... An experience as a family, as opposed to me just putting them on my feet.
Yeah, because Kai is not going to remember you buying a pair of shoes.
Yeah,
but she'll remember going somewhere or doing something. Or that's cute. Wow, this is very sentimental. This is nice. one day I'll know what this is all about
when they come to visit you.
Yeah.
Daddy, daddy, papa.
Hi, bro. You gotta come home, man.
I miss you.
I miss you. I miss you, Gareth. I'm pretty sure it's Gareth. That's what he said. Gareth.
Yeah, Gareth.
Oh, Gareth. Love you so much. So here's an interesting question. Do you guys want your kids to become sneakerheads?
Oh, man. Honestly, no. but it's just... I know the cost of it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's as fun as it is and as amazing as the whole thing is because of what we were able to accomplish, build, like all the relationships we have with all these dope ass people. It's amazing to be in this community. But honestly, I'm not going to force her into it. If she falls into it, fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't, it's not,
It's not a want. It's not a priority.
Like it's not a priority for me. I'd rather her be happy and successful doing whatever the fuck she wants. Mm. If she wants to be sneakerhead, dope. If not, even better because she can spend money on something else.
Do you think that she would? Like, do you feel like, as even though she's only like 2.5 or whatever?
Maybe.
Yeah?
So...
Like, do you think that she'd be... she would get it from you? Like, do you think that...
I kind of see it now. So we were at sushi two nights ago. She's eating her food. She's wearing like those Velcro leather like white chucks, just OG low cut white chucks. She looks down on the midsole. there's a bit of pink on it, and then on the outsole, there's a little bit of pink on it. I think it's like Play-Doh or like something she stepped in or something. Yeah. And then she grabs like the napkin on the table and starts trying to wipe it off. She's like, Daddy, shoe's dirty. I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. She's like, no, I want to clean. I'm like, no, you're good.
She whipped out a Jason Mark quick wipe.
Pocket. I was like, Kai, don't worry. I'll clean it when we go home. I have wipes for that.
Yeah.
She's like, you do? You have wipes?
Baby wipes?
Yeah. I'm like, no, sneaker wipes. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, okay. But I could tell, like, she kept looking down at it and it was bothering her.
She knows.
Yeah. So she knows. Which is cool. Like, I kind of cry a little bit, and I was like, oh my God, you care about your shoes?
Like bawling in the sushi restaurant.
I'm like eating my sashimi. But, yeah, I found that pretty cool. But, like, at the same time, it's just like, it could be just because she sees me.
Yeah, she's getting my thing.
You know what I mean? So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Jomar is following.
I was going to say, do you want, I mean, he already seems to be on that path. Like, he seems to know about it. He pays attention now. Mm. Do you want him to become a sneakerhead?
You know what?
Not that you have a choice, obviously. I just mean...
Like, I mean, he's already...
He's
born into it.
So yeah.
It's like he grew up, like, at Champs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Playing with shoehorns.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, shout out to Sumo.
Yep.
Hey.
Wendell,
yeah. But yeah, it's... I look at it, and it's like, what have I created? Because when we go to, like, shout out to Dixie Nike, or Nike Dixie, or whatever you want to call it.
Both of them. Potato.
It's straight to the shoe sizes, and he's, like, picking and choosing what he wants to wear, what he's going to try on, and stuff like that.
Tell him to be smart and, like, go to the size up from the last time you guys bought
it. Yeah.
That's what he does. Like, the recent purple Jordan 1s that he has.
Oh, he found it
for $20 bucks.
Mm. Oh, wow.
But it's like a half size up from
Dope.
What he's wearing.
Smart.
And he's wearing them right now. So
he wore them with his Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
He's wearing
this kid. Yeah. Like you said, he's a product of.
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, I mean, when we see him every Tuesday and we do the podcast and we're talking about it and you're talking about it.
Yeah.
He follows everyone on social media. Mm-hmm. Like all his dad's friends are into shoes and he follows all his dad's friends. Mm.
Well, even at, like, sneaker events, right?
He's, like, runs the show, man. Yeah, like, man. He knows what's going on. Like, I don't know. He's the future.
Yeah.
Future of CGS.
Future of CGS, for real.
He promotes it at school.
He does, yeah. He wears his shirts, and
He's still talking about episode 6 when he did
I know.
We'll get him back on episode
66.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, episode 66. And then we can see how he's progressed since the last episode.
6 and 66. And then.
Yeah, the six man talk.
Remember that? Yeah. Ayo, Wagwan. Where'd you learn that, Jomar?
Tito Alvin.
Seriously.
Yikes. So, I guess definitely a question for Joel, but I guess you can think about it too, Alvin. Ooh. If they do become sneakerheads, Jomar's clearly already well on his way. Ooh. What's one thing you'd want them to know / one trait you'd want them to adopt? If you could like tell them one thing, if they were like, yeah, I want to be into shoes. I like shoes. You could be like, hey, Jomar, always remember that. Fill in the space.
Okay. Well, he already knows, from all the times we've been to like, you know, clearance racks and whatnot, he knows, am I going to wear this a lot or am I just going to wear this one time?
Mm.
Does this match what, you know, kind of, you know, outfits I got going on at home or what? So it's like, you got to pick and choose what you want to rock. And, you know, if you like it, go ahead and pick it up. Who cares what other people say, right?
Mm.
And, you know, that's what I embed on him, that's like sort of like a trait I want him to like, you know, and he's picking up on it too. So
that's very good.
Which is good.
So basically, you want him to not be you.
Actually, no, I do pick up
animal print shoes. These go with everything.
But yeah, like, you know, just buy what you like.
Yeah,
pretty much what it comes down to.
You want him to be very particular and not picky, but choosy. You want him to think about it.
Yeah.
And don't care. Definitely
that.
CGS 101.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking matter what anybody else
thinks.
Exactly. Alvin, you think of anything? One thing you'd want your daughter to know if she decided to get into the shoe game?
Yeah. That they'll always be there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, for me, starting off as like a sneakerhead with no one who was really... without friends who were already sneakerheads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the game, not not having that kind of guidance, I was a hype beast for a really long time in terms of like, you know, trying to see what people wore on like all the forums and be like, yo, those are fucking dope. I want them.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just realizing that regardless of whether or not, like, you don't want to go into debt, basically. Yeah, you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure. Definitely, man.
I did that.
Yeah.
Like you said, times.
Like you said, it's always going to be there. Yeah. If you really want it, it'll always be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go into debt for sneakers, guys.
No.
It's not worth it.
Not at all. This was a submitted question. I just don't remember who submitted it. What age is a good age to buy your kids hype shoes? Assuming you would at all, because the answer could be I wouldn't. But
yeah.
I guess we'll start with Joel once again, because his son is the closest to probably caring about a hype shoe. Like, what age could you see yourself buying Jomar like a nice pair of shoes?
I haven't. That's the problem. Because it's the thing is, they outgrow them so quick. Mm. You know what I mean? They'll probably get like one, two wears at the most when they're young. Because when they're young, they just grew up so fast.
Yeah.
But now he's fitting into like, you know, Mare's shoes, like some of her like older Jordans and whatnot. So he'll rock some of those. But like, as for hype shoes, like, you just really want to stray away from it, because like I said, at a young age, when they're walking, it's they grow so quick. So if at the blink of an eye, they're like, you know, telling you off. So it's like, you
know what I mean? So your answer is you wouldn't buy your kid hype shoes?
No, I personally wouldn't.
What about you, Alvin?
I was lucky enough to be able to work at an establishment that I got discounts and saw sales. So I mean, I didn't go up higher than like a size 10.
Yeah.
10C.
Yeah.
But as releases came and as I was able to get discounts on specific shoes, I was purchasing them for the future.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Kaya's got some heat as she gets older. She also has like, you know, titos and titas and uncles and aunties who were hella generous.
Yeah.
And she's got some goodies up like in her closet right now. But as she gets older, I mean, we'll see if it's on the clearance rack and whatever. I mean, not hype shoes. Like, not, I probably wouldn't cop or anything like
crazy,
stupid, like, release.
Yeah.
But if we see something dope, like, why not? But nothing hype. She's not getting no Off-Whites or no Yeezys or nothing like that.
So another age question. I think this might have been submitted as well, actually. What age will you stop buying your kids shoes?
Shit. As soon as they work, doc.
Yeah, exactly.
Right away?
Yeah.
That's the first thing to go, is you buying shoes for them?
Yeah. Like, you make your own money, you know, save.
At least that's what I do.
True. Yeah. Like, me too. Jomar's saving right now. Like, when he gets money from Lola and Lolo, whenever they see him with good marks and whatnot, you know, they toss him like $25, $20 here and there. So he stashes that away.
Crazy.
And, you know, he uses it to, like, you know, something that he wants. So if there's like a sneaker coming out or whatever, when he's older, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he'll stash some aside.
That's dope.
For, you know, whatever he wants to buy.
Very good habits.
So yeah, you gotta teach him young, man, because, you know, you don't want them like falling into our traps.
It's too late for us.
Seriously, yeah, no.
What's the most you'd spend on shoes for your kid? Or have spent and would spend, I guess, is two separate questions. Definitely gonna be differing prices because of the age difference, but what about you, Joel? What's the most you've spent on Jomar's shoes?
Well, probably like, you know, like we get like, you know, we got friends that work in, like, you know, specific places.
Very lucky.
Yeah, we get hooked up with, like, you know, like, especially with ball season. He went through, like, you know, looking back here, he's got, like, so many Kyrie boxes. So,
yeah,
you know, he loves the Kyrie, so he wears those a lot. But the most I've spent is probably, like, $100.
That's not bad at all.
On a pair of Kyries. And, you know, like I said, we're at the clearance racks.
Yeah.
And Nike stores and whatnot, or any kind of store. So we're just, you know, just doing that.
So what's the most you would spend then? Can you see yourself spending more, or?
Probably $100. The most I'd probably spend is $130, $140 on them. Yeah.
That makes sense. Especially because, like you said, he runs through them so fast.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not at the point where he can appreciate them so much that I'm sure he knows what he's got, but it's not like, I don't think he's beyond playing outdoor basketball in a pair of Jordans or whatever.
Like I would drop, I would drop that kind of money on a pair of ball shoes.
Yeah, definitely. Performance, like
yeah, performance and stuff like that. But like as like a sneaker, like off court, then it's you're sorry, but you're at the clearance rack.
Yeah, 100%
for that. Yeah,
thanks.
What about you, Alvin?
I think the most I've spent recently was probably just $80.
Yeah, because she's still in infant sizes, right?
Yeah, but it was for like a preschool size, I think. $80-$90. Yeah, and then most I'm willing to spend, there's a customizer, I guess in the States, who does like all the Air Maxes and makes them custom for toddlers.
Oh, nice. Like he makes like classic Air Maxes.
That's yeah, cool. He'll make like, you know, the friends and family.
Sick. For toddlers.
Dope. For toddlers. Very cool. They were never made.
Yeah.
It was Soul of One. I think his son has every pair he has right now.
Sick.
Which is crazy dope, but no, they were never made. So this customizer is making them for him.
That's very cool.
And I think right now they're priced at like 80 or 90 USD, which is like 500 Canadian.
Plus the shoe? Like plus the base shoe? Or that's like possibly. All in? I feel like just even in, for the art.
But it might be just for the art. Because you might have to pay for the base shoe.
You probably have to send the base shoe.
Send them like a blank.
So that's never still mind.
Not too bad, though. That's like under $200 for a custom shoe isn't horrible.
Yeah, once you convert it to Canadian,
that's
it's pretty
true.
Bad.
You're six figures at that point.
Yeah. So that's probably as much as I'm willing to spend. Will I ever spend it? No.
Especially because she's growing. Like, you're going to take one really, 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 really cool Instagram picture and then she's not going to fit
well,
them
I
after
would,
that.
I would hope... fully purchase a colorway that is unisex or genderless
and save it,
which is most of them now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
definitely.
And if I'm lucky enough to have a second kid, then you know, use them again. But we'll see what happens.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. I like
exactly.
That. Yep. So, do your children have rotations? I think we decided. Actually, you said your dad has a small rotation going on. Do your kids have rotations?
During the week, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has a pair of rain boots that are gray and red.
I've seen those.
Dirty as F. Yeah, and they got dinosaurs on them.
Yeah, Raptor edition.
Cool, and then when she goes to Lola's house during the week, she has a pair of like Nike. They look like Flyknit trainers, but like really small.
Nice.
And then for the nice, like when she's out with me or if we go out or whatever, she got a few like Vans right now in her rotation. She got a pair of Jordan 1s and like a pair of Huaraches, I think.
But you said you have a bunch lined up for her too, right?
Like, yeah, there's tons, nice, man. Nice. Like, fuck. too many generous people in the sneaker community, man. Like, it's crazy. So
it's one less thing to worry about, right?
Yeah, oh, man, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Joel? Like, clearly, like behind you, half of these stacks are Joel Mars.
Yeah.
Does he have a rotation, or are these all just older pairs?
He's got a rotation.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like upstairs, he's got like his own shoe rack on the side, over to the side. Damn. So it's like, you know, some of his sneakers by the doors, just you trip over them at night. So it's like, you know, it's hey, you got to put these away. So, but yeah, he's got a rotation. He knows what to wear to school. Weekends, he pulls out like, you know, some of his, you know, quote unquote heat stuff.
Yeah,
so,
boy.
So yeah, he knows what's up. He knows.
Does he have a favorite pair right now?
Right now, he likes to rock, like he's got like these sock darts kind of thing, like orange with a blue strap. He likes those. Well, the recent, you know, purple Jordan 1s, he likes those too. So he likes something. He likes comfy.
Okay.
Which I've noticed too.
That's very good.
That's very good. Yeah. So I didn't care about comfy when I was younger.
I know, man.
I still don't. I'm just kidding. I really do. My feet are messed up though. Yeah.
For real.
We mess up our own feet and then we blame someone else.
Yeah. But yeah.
All right. One last one about the kids. Because I'm tired of hearing. Just kidding. If you could get your kid any shoe right now, what would it be? Has to exist. But if you, and the cost isn't an option, comes in their size. If you could get them any shoe, what would you want to get them?
A Bred 1. But
I'm pretty sure those exist.
No, like a good one. Cause the one that they just released is mashup.
No, but I think there was one that did come out at some point.
Yeah.
In that size.
Well, they would have had to make it like the Shadows that she has, because those came out like perfect.
Oh, did Shadows come in infant?
Yeah, they did.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. But I think
that's
I got them in preschool, so that's probably why they also look better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Because once you move up to preschool, the shoes look so much better.
Yeah, they look cool, man.
They look less
as
baby.
You get bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would say Bred 1s?
I'd say Bred 1s.
Joel, what about you? Any shoe you could get him?
he really likes the adapt BBs.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
oh yeah, and yeah. Balling them too.
Like he just loves like the whole concept, the idea about of it. Him. Like he like when Earl came out, he was just all about that.
Oh, 100%.
He used to draw that all the time. Like Earl, like if I was gonna design an Earl, it would be in this color. Like you know, he would like he would draw. Wow. It, you know, which is cool because you know he's artsy like that.
Dope. Yeah.
But I would probably do like a mag
adapt
like that's the one that sick. You got, man. Yeah. So yeah, he's all yeah, about that. Like.
Sick.
Damn. Oh, I didn't know he was into those. It's very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'll bring them on weeks. Because has he seen them? Like, he can play with them or whatever.
Bring them by. Because no, that'll absolutely. Blow his mind.
Oh, for sure.
Blow his mind.
I didn't know. So now we're going to, everyone who didn't understand the question or understand what Avlon meant, the opposite. Oh. So would you want your dad to be into shoes? If you could choose right now, like you said your dad sort of is, but would you want your dad into shoes like we're into shoes? I think I would, because he's the same size as me, first of all.
Yeah.
So that's like doubles the size of your collection true. Immediately. Yeah. And I don't double know, like income. It's just, yeah. Like my dad's not into sports.
Yeah.
Like we don't really share too many common interests. Like he'll watch sports, he knows what's going on, but he's not like the type of, like yo, the game's on kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it'd be really cool to have that kind of interaction with him for sure. I think it'd be dope if he was into shoes. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just someone at home to talk to about it. Because like literally... You guys are the closest people. Not that you're not close, didn't mean that, but like it to me that are into shoes, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
It'd be super cool to have someone at home in your family into shoes. Mm-hmm. How about you?
It would just be like another thing to build on.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty dope. I mean, my dad right now is pretty into it.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
He asks about stuff like whenever I come over and. Or if I'm wearing a pair of shoes, he'll try to act like he knows what it is, which is cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I get that from time to time too, to be honest. Yeah, my dad will be like, nice shoes. Or like, if I get something like, in the mail, like, what did you get?
Things more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, or he'll be like, oh, what'd you get from New Balance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll be like, oh, I was on the New Balance website and I like these. Eh? And he'd show me stuff.
I'm like, oh, hints, dope. Man.
Yeah. No, hell yeah, man. So I mean, it's pretty cool now because like he definitely, like trying, I guess, to be in it, which is dope. Like, I mean, if he was in it when I was younger, it'd probably be bad news bears. Cause like,
oh yeah, look how bad it is.
We're
now.
Not eating, bro.
Yeah.
We're not eating.
Nobody's eating.
Nobody's eating, man. We're just having sneakers for dinner, and we're just looking at them.
Waffles for dinner.
Waffles.
Y'all love that. But yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, it's cool right now. I'm happy we're at the state that we're at right now. But you know, like, it's just an extra thing that would be. Dope to
exactly.
Have.
Yeah. What about you, Joel?
Right now, I'll laugh at it. It would probably be cool because he's got like access to like you know early drops, as opposed to like you know when I'm at work and whatnot. So that'd be pretty dope. But what scares me?
You can just go line up.
What scares me is that he'll probably buy a size 12. So that's nothing for me. It's like true. A clown shoe for me. But it's comfortable for him, right? So. I don't know if that'll work out for
access
me.
Access to early draw.
I don't know.
Dad, go line up. Go line up.
I got you a size 12, son.
I got us a size 12.
Yeah, no. For real. That's but yeah,
jokes.
Man.
That was a good answer.
Yeah.
So what, I think we actually already did this. What are your dad's current go-tos? So you said comfy shoes, mostly like runners, Alvin.
Yeah, it's like a Lunar, a Nike... Was it Lunar Epic or one of those Lunar Glides, I think, too. Yeah.
That's and yours too. Is like Monarchs to the max Monarchs, and a size
Monarchs
12.
Monarchs to the max to the size 12, man, for my dad.
That's so
with a
funny.
Broken in heel counter.
Broken in is an understatement.
Yeah,
smooth.
There is no heel.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why he has a shoehorn. Like, why do you have a shoehorn? What do you need a shoehorn for? You just like slide your shoe in the... Oh my god.
Next time just cut off the back heel.
Seriously, man. I'll
just buy him
slippers.
Slides, yeah. So last question, similar to the question I asked about your kids. If you were to buy shoes for your dad right now, any shoe, what would they be? I think I would do 990s.
Yeah.
New Balance 990s.
Yeah.
V, what is that on V5? Is that
V5,
what we got?
Yeah.
I think he'd like those. Mm-hmm. They're like low key. They're understatedly comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, crazy comfortable.
Like, they don't look like a comfortable shoe, but they're so comfortable.
Super comfortable, man.
Easy to slide on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad, same thing. Like, needs to be able to slide it on. Yeah. And they come in some cool colors now. I saw there's like a brown one. There's a navy. Mm-hmm. But I think I would do a 990. Price point aside, obviously, because he's not getting a $200 and something shoe. He would just garden in it or like mow the lawn. Like, first day.
Seriously.
Like, first day he's changing the oil in everybody's car.
True.
What about you guys?
Yeah, something like New Balance as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's good with, you know, he's good with his Monarchs and whatnot, but something comfy for sure, definitely, and definitely something that goes in and out easily for
the,
him.
The Adapt, the BB.
Yeah,
he can just auto-lay. Yeah. He doesn't need the laces.
But he drags his heels when he walks, so it's like...
It's a basketball shoe, though, so it's going to be grippy. Yeah. You can't drag it.
I don't know, man.
Alvin, bring us home.
Honestly, if I could, I'd get him all the colorways for the 997.
Sick, yeah.
That's his shoe. Like, he keeps mentioning it whenever I see him.
Oh, he's not even dropping hints. Like, he's just throwing it in your face.
Like,
yeah,
because he bought a pair. Like, the first pair he bought was like it was a full black with like a white midsole.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
With like a, I guess like a silver New Balance logo.
Very daddish colorway.
Yeah, simple, goes with everything. But he also he also showed me like the all red one. I'm like, whoa. Okay, whoa. Cool.
Definitely a step in a different direction.
Yeah. So, you know, like, just cop him a few pairs of like 997 inches. Mm-hmm. And the price point's pretty good.
Definitely.
Quality's good. So,
that's cool.
Probably those ones.
Wow. New Balance is getting love. I mean, it's Father's Day. It's basically New Balance Day.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'm just scrolling through all the questions the responses we got to our story. Mm. There was a bunch of them. Thank you, everybody who sent us over. Man. Hopefully, we were able to answer some.
Holy.
One that did stand out, the worst friend of the show, Ryan Swanger.
Yo.
He just said, I miss you, Lawrence. Love, Dad. And he said, please get me a snazzy tie.
Ooh.
So if you guys didn't know, Ryan is my father. That would make highbrow.
That's who he was talking to.
Yeah.
His grandson.
Yeah, highbrow would be his grandson.
Oh, man.
That family reunion would be messy.
Jeez.
Dallas, Toronto, and London.
London.
There's no middle.
Howdy, folks. Hello, father.
There's no
middle. What are you saying, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So anyway, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to everybody.
The sneaker dads out there, man.
For real.
Huge congratulations to the homie Jay Sanchez, who just had his
good friend of the show.
Baby son.
Yep.
And then also to Joshua Finley, who had his beautiful daughter.
Amazing.
I'm trying to think of other people because there were so many babies born. But anyway.
If you're a father,
congratulations,
or
man.
A single mother listening to this.
Exactly, yeah.
Real talk.
Happy Father's Day to all of you.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you for being you. Man. Thank you for raising the next generation of sneakerheads. Let's get
That's
it.
That's right.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast also. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That's facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website that we use for our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That's canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, we haven't done one of those in a while, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 65 episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we're out. Peace.
Bye.
Go Raptors.
Go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.
Imagine we're... Never mind.
I know.
Don't jinx it. Whatever you were about to say, don't say it. Whatever you were just thinking.
Knocked on wood.
Don't even think it.
Imagine we all got the sneakers we wanted.
Yeah.
For Father's Day.
Hey.